Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Hello, I'm Harry Wilburn. I present Steel & Wire every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Americana, bluegrass, American roots, and more. Lots more. Lots of guests, lots of local music and musicians. That's Steel & Wire, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
You're listening to fabulous Harry Wilburn on Steel & Wire.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
If you love new music and you want to discover the best new artists out there, then tune into The Backroom with me, Paddy. I'll be playing the best of new indie, electro, EDM and punk and showcasing new Sheffield talent. Also music news, local and national gig guide and new album releases. So tune into The Backroom every Thursday night between 6 and 7pm here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Yes, get ready for Soul Plus every Saturday at 10 a.m. Soul Plus, the music that led to soul, came out of soul. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10 a.m. Get ready. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10 a.m.
This is Sheffield Live.
N-E-X-T.
This is Epicenter Maximus from Multiverse 3. You're listening to the Glory Days Rock Show on Sheffield Live.
Looking for a reason. Okay, 1978, title track from the album Never Say Die, their eighth album. That was Black Sabbath, of course.
Of course, Ozzy Osbourne died early this year, 22nd of July, aged 76. And I think there's a documentary just starting out about his last few years. So it's quite poignant we played that, but it wasn't planned. Listen to Glory Days Rock Show, of course, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, on digital if you're in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org. You can listen online there. You can also download the podcast later. Listen at your leisure. This show is all about great rock music in all its different forms. Got some great stuff coming up, as always. Got Julie and Paul here live in the studio. We'll be talking to our PG later in this hour for his four brand new tracks, bringing us bang up to date yet again. In the second hour, we've got our Chris's Punk track of the week as normal, and our undercover section if we've got time, because one's nearly 10 minutes long. Whoops.
Whoops.
But we've also got a track from Pod Pearson and Paul Sullivan coming up in the second hour. It's a new collaboration. It's called The Wheel of the Year, title track of their new album, out soon. We'll be playing quite a few tracks off that album in the coming weeks. We might even get to interview him as well. But before all that, here's a track from 2003.
Going down, down on the road to itself, but then he
Goldfinger was a track. The album was called 1977, done in 1996. Before that, Genesis from 1980. I can't believe that. The album Duke, Turn It On Again. And then we started out with Mark Carroll with two R's, Idiot World, from a 2003 compilation from Enemy called Rock and Roll Riot.
All good stuff here. Of course, you listen to Glorious Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. On digital, if you're in South Yorkshire, or SheffieldLive.org. Next up, we've got something from 1970.
We'll be right back. and you're listening to Glory Days. Glory Days.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me.
why not? Marillion, they're live. Slanjay Mahar from their 1988 album, The Thieving Magpie, La Gazza Ladra, live. But that was obviously after they'd split up. What a shame. Never mind. Before that...
I'm glad you did that one, Julie, because I wouldn't have really...
Slanjay Mahar, I think it means cheers.
Wow. Before that, Nickelback, How You Remind Me. From 2001, wow.
Great track,
and we started out with Hawkwind's first album called Hawkwind, and the first track from the album was called A Hurry on Sundown from 1970.
Self-titled, then. You're listening to Glorious Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on digital, if you're in South Yorkshire, sheffieldlive.org, playing what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms every Monday afternoon, 1 until 3. We should have our PG on the line, all being well, to talk about his Pick of the Rocks. This week, 4 brand new releases, bringing us bang up to date yet again. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon.
Yes, so can you keep up your standards then, Paul, eh?
Oh, we'll have to see. I think.
Well, you'll have to. So where are your tracks from this week then?
Well, you've got 75% of the tracks are from the UK. Yeah. One's from way down under.
So lovely.
Very, very good. I think as a starter, we'll head for a band who plastered a 5-piece indie rock band from North London. And recently up in Manchester, I think, at the O2 Ritz on the 15th of September, the band is called The Horn, and the track we're going to hear is What's the Score? And the band members are Johnny Taylor on vocals and guitar, Danny Monk on guitars and programming, Nick True on bass, Ed Cock on keyboards, and Alex Morse on drums. That's The Horn with What's the Score.
Nice.
Yeah. And then we're going to jump, across the planet, down underway. A band is Stormflower, and their track is fittingly All the Way Down Under. It's from their new EP, Equanimity, which is due out on November the 21st. They're a 4-piece experimental rock band from Sydney, Australia. And... very sparse on giving me details of anything much else.
So. I like the word experimental.
Yes. Well,
it sounds interesting.
It's a fun track. Hopefully you'll enjoy that one. And then we'll go across the sands to the Desert Plaza is the band. And I Hate to See You Go. They're an alt-rock band formed in London in 2023. And... this is the track following on from their debut single, Dog Days. And the band are Luca Zani, who comes from Modena in Italy, but he's the lead vocalist of the band. Jack Edwards on guitar, Luke Allett on bass, Max Reed, spelled R-H-E-A-D, confusingly enough on drums. It's from their debut EP, To Hell With Love, which is due for release in early 2026. And they say at the moment they're going to have a new single out every 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
The release of that. So, hard-working band. And then the place that's been providing us with some great music of late, back to Hull.
Yay! And,
the indie band from Hull is called The Sovereigns, and the release is on Warren Records, Do You Wanna, and in brackets, Yeah, I Wanna.
I like it sounds a bit punky, doesn't it?
It's well, produced by Adam Patrick, the band are Archie Hubbard on rhythm guitar and vocals, Alex Ingram on lead guitar and vocals, Joe Dawson on bass and vocals, and Vinnie Coos on drums. Maybe can't sing too good. These are not listed as being a vocalist.
Oh, bless.
But they've been together since 2024, so a band with lots of future in front of them.
Amazing. And well done to Warren Records in Hull, because they are now churning out some bands, and young up-and-coming bands.
Yeah, I think since City of Culture, Hull's really sort of blossomed, hasn't it?
And, yeah, good on them.
Sort of come on the scene. So hopefully the four will stand up to...
well, I'm sure they will, Paul. Great stuff. We'll speak to you Saturday,
you,
Live Science Radio Show.
Good. I shall look forward to it.
Bye-bye,
cheers.
Paul.
Bye. Bye.
I won't let you walk Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Thank you.
Four brand new releases there from RPG. That was
The Sovereigns from Hull. Do You Wanna? Brackets, yeah, I wanna. Before that, The Desert Plaza with Hate to See You Go. Before that, Stoneflower with All the Way. And we started out with The Horn. What's the score?
All good stuff. Yeah. We are fast coming to the end of the first hour of Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Stick with us for the second hour for more wonderful music. We're going to play out with The Beatles Live, Ticket to Ride. B-sides was Yes It Is. 1965 was the year. Help was the album, can you believe? And also, we're going to finish with No Doubt, a track called Don't Speak from 1995. Tragic Kingdom was the album. Here we go.
Some are all together mighty. Earth.